What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, we're back on a Wednesday. On the WIP afternoon show. Almost forgot it was a Wednesday.
Yeah?
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Hard to forget. What a quarterback that guy was.
That's a quarterback.
Hard to forget that dude. Hey, brother Spike.
Yes.
I'm doing well today. It is Wednesday, which means we are at the peak of the week, and we're headed down, which means Thursday, Friday is on the way. Not happy about yesterday's results. My goodness, that was a tough game to get through, and I'm a little worried. We're going to get into this.
Yes.
I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
I cannot wait to trash the city of Cincinnati for 2 hours today.
Oh, the queen, is that what we're going to
do? The queen city.
Oh, we're going to trash Cincinnati.
Take your little chili and your great quarterback and shove it.
Now,
a little chili.
The game itself sucked. I mean, that was a rough one.
That was a rough one.
We will get into that because the Ranger thing is a thing that we have to talk about.
It is a thing.
But like, okay, so Phils lose 6-1. But that is... And we'll talk about the other stuff, but that is not like really my main takeaway. Mm-hmm. And I want to be super clear on this. And I've had to do this when I've talked about Bryce or I've talked about like other players in Philadelphia who we all love. I love Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber is having a great player. Is a great player. He's having an MVP type season, and I want him to stay a Philly after this.
Say MVP type season.
Type season.
Oh, okay.
And I want him to stay Philly after this year.
For like, life.
I would love for him to retire Philly. That'd be awesome.
And then be the manager.
And then be the manager. And then, yes, all that. They go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly with his 502 home runs and he sticks around 2 more years to get. All that kind of stuff. But like last night, what Kyle Schwarber did, and it's like a combination of the two nights, is a slap in the face to, I think, Phillies fans. I think it's a slap in the face to the organization. It is sort of a slap in the face to his teammates for a guy that is a good teammate. So here's what he said. And we'll get to last night. Here's what he said 2 nights ago when he was asked about potentially returning to the Reds during free agency.
So Kyle, you were asked at the All-Star game about your future, and a lot of people made a headline about Cincinnati and your connection. Do you have a lot of friends who are saying, Kyle, man, just consider the Reds next year?
It was funny. It was, I think Gordon for that one, but he asked the question, just if things don't work out, would you ever think about Cincinnati? I mean, absolutely, right? That you grew up watching the team, and you know who wouldn't want to play for a hometown team? But there's so many different
aspects. What players did you grow up watching?
Everything like that.
Enough.
I totally get it.
Okay, so first of all, that one.
You didn't go back. Okay, you stayed here. Enough with you in there.
Yeah. First of all,
well, the Bengals had offered something. Maybe I would have.
That quote right there is outrageous because he wasn't even asked, would you go back?
Right.
He was asked, are friends asking you to go back? Yeah. And he turned it into, if it doesn't work out, yeah, I will go back. Yeah. So then last night, they invite him to catch ceremonial first pitches from his dad.
Wow.
Before the
game. And his youth coach.
Wow.
Which he decides to say yes to. So here he is on the Philadelphia Phillies within a season that is the do-or-die season for this core, right? It is, because we've talked about Schwarber's maybe not back next year, yeah, JT's maybe not back next year, Rangers maybe not back next year, everybody's getting older, and he is catching ceremonial first pitches before the game. You know what you do, Kyle, when you get, because I understand what the Reds are trying to do. They're trying to pull at the heartstrings, right?
Yeah.
Call your dad and go, Dad, you know I can't do this.
Right.
And your dad would go, yeah, I get it. I see what we're trying to do. We're trying to get you back. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughs.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, because he decides to do it, and it's like, it's inappropriate. It's the wrong thing to do. I don't need Kyle Schwarber campaigning for his free agency in the middle of a baseball season where they're trying to win a World Series. He is doing enough campaigning with his play. Everybody's talking about him as a free agent with his play.
Yeah.
He is leading the league in home runs. He is in the MVP race. He is considered the most valuable player on the team. He was just ranked the 14th best player in baseball by ESPN, but that's not enough. Now we got to catch first pitches. We have to talk about going back to the Reds. We get it, Kyle. Like, we get it. Other teams are going to want you. We get it. We want everybody to keep you here. I don't need the public reminders with his quotes. There is a very easy way to answer that question, Ike.
Yeah.
The answer is, of course everybody would like me back here, but I'm going to deal with that in the offseason. I'm a Philadelphia Philly right now. We're trying to win a World Series.
Yeah.
They ask you to catch the ceremonial first pitch. There's a very good way to handle that. I'm so honored that you asked me. Call your pop, dad. You know I love you. You know I can't do this. I'm a Philadelphia Philly right now.
Yeah.
So, like, my point is this. I want him back. I want him to get all the money he can. Right now, I want Kyle Schwarber to care more about being a Philadelphia Philly winning the World Series than getting a fourth year in free agency when he's only been offered two. And that's, like, sort of where I am on it.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one. This is a tough one for me because I've been – obviously, we're all Kyle Schwarber fans.
Yes.
I don't need to say I'm a Kyle Schwarber fan as if you're not, and we know Fritzy is everyone's fan except for Kepler on the team. So,
and Cassidy and Bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Threw Bomer in there, too. Okay. I remember that.
14-8 without him.
I don't want to hear that. Let me get back to my point here.
Yep.
But even I was a little taken aback from when I saw that. I was like, wow.
Dude, it's crazy.
I was like, wow, really? This is what we're doing?
It's crazy. And he's not waking anybody up to the idea that he's a free agent. Everybody knows.
And here's the thing. When I saw it, I immediately thought, this is a negotiating ploy. This is to let the Phillies know that this is a possibility. Like it wasn't always catching the first pitch from his dad. Like that wasn't the feeling that I got hold on. Like he's catching the first pitch at the Reds game.
Dude, this
first of all, why is his dad throwing out the first pitch at a Reds
but
game?
But that's also why it's Mickey Mouse by the Reds. I understand.
No,
it's still Mickey Mouse.
No.
It's minor league, Bush League
but
nonsense.
They have to play
that's what the Reds have to do, yeah.
They have to play every card they have. This is like you're in a
and they accepted it.
This is like you're in a committed relationship with a girl and she's commenting on her ex boyfriend's Instagram posts. Oh, you look cute in that one. Just trying to wake
you
up.
Well, no one does that. I mean, come on.
Just trust me, buddy. You haven't been single in a long time. Like, you since didn't even have any single era. You've never even been single your whole life.
I dated one girl for a month before Jill, and we didn't talk.
Yes.
And we broke up on Facebook.
I wish we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Bryce, right? Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, there was a little bit of noise about the extension.
Yeah.
And then there was all this blowback, and he realized, you know what? This isn't the thing. Maybe not publicly.
Yeah, you haven't forgotten it.
Maybe
but
not.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. Well. But maybe not publicly. Like, maybe not. I just think he is in a strong bargaining position.
Yeah.
He's having the best year of his career in a contract year. This is what players dream of. If we had thought 2 years ago, if I had told you there would have been a best of MLB players list put out by ESPN and Kyle Schwarber would have been top 15.
Would not have bought that.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, me and Julia would have said agree.
Yeah. Yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
In real life, that wouldn't have been conceivable. He has opened up a lot of eyes. He doesn't need this. It just seems cheap, and it makes me feel like disrespected.
Here's my thing. I hear you, and I understand anybody that feels that way. So I'm not going to tell you that as a Phillies fan, you shouldn't feel some sort of way because it made me feel a certain way. What it made me feel is, there's a chance we could lose Kyle Schwarber. I hadn't really felt that. I always sort of felt like, well, you know what? The Phillies are going to do what they need to do, and you pay Kyle Schwarber what he needs to be paid, and he's going to remain a Philly and retire Philly. This is not exactly the Soto thing, but it's kind of like when Soto was asked, I forget, at some point late in the season last year about his free agency, he just pretty much was like, yeah, I'm open to everybody.
Yes, while he was a Yankee.
Yeah, while he was still a Yankee.
Yes.
So it's not as overt as that, but this, dude, catching the first pitch at an opponent's stadium, I get it's your dad and I get you're from Ohio, but this could have been avoided, honestly. Like this, but what it says to me is that he doesn't have the sort of feeling or the assurance that he's going to be a Philly next year.
Yeah.
So maybe he and his agent are getting some sort of signals behind the scenes or what have you. And it certainly doesn't feel like this to me says, well, I could be leaving to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but I guess my point is he doesn't need to do it. I guess my thing is he doesn't need to do these dog and pony show tricks to get a big contract in the offseason from a different team.
Right.
I don't think this is necessary, right? And by the way, Cincinnati is not going to make the biggest offer anyway. I know why the Reds are doing it. Yeah. I'm not blamed by the Reds, sure. You know, if a player we want.
But then again, they might make the biggest offer. If the Phillies don't decide to make the biggest offer.
Well, don't sound so excited.
Yeah. If they're not paying anybody else.
Well, listen, if he's not going to be here, I'd rather he'd be on there. The Reds. Yes, yeah. So I'm not going to hide that.
Yeah, go die in Cincinnati, not physically die, but like, you know what I mean.
Wow. I'm not going to hide that, yes.
All right.
He's already ready to turn on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be furious. I'm just furious at the whole situation.
Yeah.
Furious at the Phillies.
I will be furious at the Phillies, 100%.
Okay.
But also, like, if you go play for the Reds and leave this city?
I hear you.
I'll be annoyed.
I hear you.
I'll be annoyed.
Listen, I can only take so much. You push these buttons enough, I'm going to push back. You know I am. I took a needle in the ass.
See where he's going? All right, 215-592-9494. Are you bothered at all about Kyle?
I didn't just let you kick the city. I didn't just let you kick him like that. You know what I mean?
The Queen City, my ass. I'm just kidding. I love Cincinnati.
215-592-9494. Are you bothered at all?
We might have to go there for the postseason.
About Kyle Schwarber. Oh, well, maybe Kyle could just stay there. Yeah, just stay there. You know, maybe they get him a great hotel room. You know, that'd be funny. The Phillies are there, and then the Reds call up and say, "We have an even better hotel room for you. It's even better than the ones you're staying in with the Phillies."
And we're flying your parents in for the game. You can see we actually built a house for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the report today from Jack Fritz. They're giving him the key to the city.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati.
That is a report from Jack Fritz, though, unconfirmed. 215-592-9494. You bothered at all by this? Matt or Mike in Sewell? You're on WIP. What's up, Matt or Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I am pissed off about that last night. Come on. Like, I think you're exactly right. I think it's his agent who said, hey, this is going to be a good idea to give you some leverage. And you know who I hold accountable? It's Dombrowski. All right? If he lets Schwarber walk, that's not just a mistake. That's baseball malpractice. I mean, come on.
Oh, hold on. All right. Time out.
Totally agree, Matt or Mike.
Hold on. Time out.
Totally agree.
Time out. First thing, Matt or Mike, to blame the agent, this is classic. Kyle Schwarber is 32 years old, a millionaire, and the culture guy in the clubhouse. He can do whatever he wants. Like, he doesn't have to do what his agent says. He doesn't have to do any of these things. This is, do not blame the agent. This is Kyle Schwarber. As far as Dombrowski, he didn't let him go. The worst thing, Kyle Schwarber's value is not going up from here. If you're Dave Dombrowski, the dumbest thing you can do right now is try to sign him right now at the peak of his value. Mm-hmm. Wait till the offseason. Before we start getting mad at Dave Dombrowski, because JT Realmuto doesn't have an extension, Ranger Suarez doesn't have an extension. Like, none of those guys have extensions.
Right.
And nobody saw this year coming, by the way. So, we can all crush Dombrowski if they lose him, but they have not lost him.
Well, if they do...
Yes.
I'm not crushing Dave yet, but what I'm saying is this, okay? His comments the other day were kind of like, you know, when he was asked about re-signing Schwarber. I mean, he was – I left that broadcast saying, we're not signing him. He's not going to sign him.
I felt the same way, Matt or Mike. That's the way I felt.
Pissed. Yeah. I mean, I walked away from that going, what the hell is going on? You know, they can't let this guy
Well,
go.
What do you – let so, me ask you this. I can understand the frustration. What do you want to – Dombrowski said – I heard a quote. He said, we want him back on the Phillies. We want him to be with us for a number of years. What do you – like, what is an appropriate response from Dombrowski? Like, if a guy that he's negotiating with, that every word he says is going to be used against him in negotiations, mm-hmm. like, what is he going to say? We can't even be a competitive team next year without Kyle Schwarber. Like, what? I don't think Dave Dombrowski should be talking at any point, like, except for right after the trade deadline, when the season's over, when the season starts. But if he wants to go out and do this press tour, I don't know what he's going to say.
So this is what I would have hoped that he would have said.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Matt.
Listen, Kyle Schwarber is a big part of our success. It's a big part of our culture. he's brought a winning culture here. He's a champion. And we want to have him moving forward. But we have a lot of tough decisions to make on free agents this offseason, and he's one of them. But that's all I'm saying about that right now.
So you know what? I think what's happening is I think Dombrowski quotes are getting split into different quotes because okay. I saw him say something to that effect.
Okay.
Right? Like I forget which interview it was, but I saw him say he wants him to be on the Phillies for a number of years. That's yeah. what I saw him
so
say.
So he says both in the same cut where he says, okay. we want him to be a Philly. We also know it's going to be competitive to re-sign him.
Yes.
Essentially.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to say? Like,
yeah, I don't know what he can do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We already know they didn't want to meet him at his mark.
Yes.
We know that already.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and even after the season that he's having, he doesn't want to relent on where his stance is on this. I should feel more confident as a Phillies fan that Kyle Schwarber is going to be back here in a Phillies uniform. I shouldn't be concerned that this is going to be too much for us to spend. Like, what are we going to do with the money? Who else will be spending it on? Like, what are we doing with the money?
Well, all I know is I want them to get the best deal possible. Because I know, like, they're not losing anybody else off the only two salaries they could potentially lose are Ranger, who's not making anything,
right.
Schwarber, and JT.
JT, yeah.
That's it. And we know we're going to sign JT, we'd assume, at a lower number, something like that, 2-3 years, whatever, a lower number than he makes now. Mm-hmm. But, like, they were up against it this year. So I want them to sign Kyle Schwarber, but I also want them, you know, I want Kyle Schwarber to get all the, at the same time, I want Kyle Schwarber to get all the money he can, and I want the Phillies to get the best deal they can possibly get.
That makes no sense.
Well, like, I hope as a Phillies fan, I hope they get him at a number they're comfortable with. That's what
just
I hope.
Just pay him what he's asking for.
No.
At least the one saving grace here to me is Middleton, who has said multiple times there's no extra motivation to sign Kyle Schwarber. Like, I don't want him to play anywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think
I think Dombrowski's playing the game, and then every time Middleton's asked about it, he gets a little emotional, which I like, you know.
Well, I think Dombrowski almost probably has to even out Middleton.
Of course. You know, because Middleton's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
We're going to sign him, right?
Like, yeah, well, because you know Middleton, the first thing that John Middleton will do, if you're listening, Mr. Middleton, I'm proud that I bet that you listen, is if Kyle Schwarber signs somewhere else, he is turning on WIP, Mr. Middleton.
Oh,
he is looking at Twitter. He is looking at the internet, and he will consume every bit of that, and he wants no part of that. That's why I think those.
It will not be a happy place to be.
No.
I would agree with
that. Especially because of that, unless we would have won the World Series, and then and then we'll just do the thing we did with Howie, where every move is right, no matter what he does. You know,
mostly they are right.
Well, you know. Letting
we'll see how this year goes. Let's not count our chickens before our eggs hatch, right?
You got that one right.
Don't you give me that look. I cooked on
I've
that
never one. Heard it said that way.
But he that's got what it I right. do. He got it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't count our chickens I've before the eggs hatch.
No, that's not exactly the phrase, but
you got it right.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you upset about Kyle Schwarber catching ceremonial first pitches at a visiting ballpark? Before his impending free agency in his hometown.
Laying it on a little thick.
What, who, me?
No, Schwarber.
Schwarber is, yes.
Like, we get it.
Yeah. Coming up next, the Eagles had their first, what's it called? The
joint practice
today with the Browns. We will talk about how the offense performed and whether the Eagles, quote unquote, won the day. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know how you can win the day with your girl? Blue Chew.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blue Chew is chewable before you get busy.
Yeah.
You know?
On the way home?
You know, Jack, you know, Ike already knows this.
Yep.
You want your girl to be able to brag to her friends about you. You know, that's why, like, one of the things was if I ever send my wife flowers, I send them at work.
Wow.
So everyone else sees them. Like, that's what you want to do.
You are quite the charmer.
Come on.
No one gives you enough credit for that.
Come on. And you know, if you start chewing the tablets from Blue Chew, she's going to be texting everybody and be like, yo, look what I got going on over here.
Wow. Yeah. He's a new man.
It's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. It is in chewable form, so no pills to swallow. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to go to the doctor. You do it all at BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes going to the doctor.
Nope.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy because they will send it direct to you. It is made and shipped here in the USA in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
Package. There you go.
I never know if I'm the package guy.
You're the package guy.
So I'm the package
guy. You don't have to be, but
you
I mean,
are the package guy. Yeah. Ike's the hard guy. Yeah. You're the package guy. I'm just discreet. The best part of all of this is you're going to get your first month for free to try it out, and it will, or it should, we hope, make your love life even better.
Be the guy your girl is talking about.
That is what you want.
That worked.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 9040. You get your first month for free. You only pay for the shipping. Jack is paying for the first month. Mm-hmm. You only pay $5 for the shipping. Again, BlueChew.com, code 94, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about Kyle Schwarber's all-out assault on Philadelphia. Day one, saying he would go back to the Reds in free agency. Day two, catching ceremonial first pitches at the Reds ballpark before the Phillies game. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
Give me that question again.
Is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking?
What a word in Twitter question.
What a word in Twitter question.
I actually believe it is on my side, that Twitter question.
Yeah.
I don't know where this one is at. So I'm going to say yes, especially after a 6-1 loss yesterday. But I'll say slightly yes. Let's go 53% yes.
60% yes.
Oh, 60%. Okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised 60% yes. Yeah.
Well, listen, it doesn't help that they didn't win yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's those comments from the day before and then
the first pitch.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah. Are they going to retire his number tonight?
What's next?
Well, it's Kyle Schwarber Memorial Field today.
Yeah.
or something like that. Keys to the city, whatever it takes.
Everybody's wearing his number, he's Jackie Robinson.
Exactly right. A hero.
215-592-9494. David in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Spike, you remember your Lamaze training where you got to breathe? That's what you need to do. You need to channel that.
Well, I'm breathing fine, brother. I'm breathing fine.
It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, sure.
No, it's not. Did you ever hear? Let's go with the phrase don't hate the player, hate the game. This is the Phillies' fault for letting him do that.
Oh my God! The Phillies are doing what teams do. You know what? Pete Alonso didn't do this last year. The Mets. All Pete Alonso said, by the way, Pete Alonso is a career Met, They gave him, they didn't want to give him a contract. They end up giving him a one-year deal. And the whole time, all he did was say that he wanted to be on the Mets. He wanted to be a Met for life. The whole time. The Phillies are trying to win a World Series this year. A World Series. Why should I care at this point that Kyle Schwarber should care publicly, at least, about winning the World Series?
Yes, and the Phillies should control their player. And they didn't.
I can't believe we can't just blame the person who did the thing for the thing. It's unbelievable. It's everybody's fault but his. He is the grown man who 2 days ago said he would go back to the Reds. He is the grown man who caught ceremonial first pitches in an away stadium. Him. It wasn't his agent. It wasn't Dave Dombrowski. It wasn't Rob Thompson. It wasn't John Middleton. It wasn't me. It wasn't you. It was Kyle Schwarber. It was him.
Right.
So, you're blaming everybody else. What do you want Dave Dombrowski to do?
If you want to go with Dave Dombrowski, I would have Dave Dombrowski and make this team better at the trade deadline. And he did with the pitching, but he didn't with his outfield. And, I'm sure everyone on that team saw that, okay, they got Harrison Bader, and they aren't even playing. It's are you kidding me? This was your big trade line grab, and you're not playing him? But let's get back to Schwarber.
Okay.
As far as that goes, the team should have not let him do that. If they're going to let him play like that, then he's going to play like that. And that's really
you're telling
the bottom
him that
line.
They should have said, no, you're not allowed to do it?
Absolutely, because they are in charge of that franchise, and they're in charge of that team, and they're in charge of that player.
That would not have gone over well.
They don't even tell guys when they can play or not. You're going to tell them whether they can catch ceremonial first pitches?
Exactly. It's mayhem on that team. They got a manager, and I love Thompson, but he doesn't control the play. He just lets them do whatever they want. It's like the inmates running the asylum, and that's part of the problem.
All right. All right, David. I would not blame the team for that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I don't think the team, then they're the bad guys.
Right. They definitely would be the bad guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
They could have advised him that this probably is not a good look.
I wonder if they even asked him. I wonder how much they even knew.
I kind of agree with you on this. I don't know if anything was ran by the Phillies.
You know, because what probably happens is somebody from and I'm not insulting anybody in this department, somebody from PR gets said you got to walk Kyle Schwarber out. Kyle's going to do this. They do it. That's it.
He certainly knew the day before.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, but it's not. Well, I guess my point is, it's not up to anybody who is handling this to tell Kyle Schwarber he can't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Schwarber has to be the one.
Yeah.
It has to be Schwarber. Yeah, I totally agree.
This is not appropriate for the current time.
Yeah.
I'm still Mickey Mouse by the way.
But what does it say that he was perfectly fine with doing it?
But it's it is a tough spot.
It's not a tough spot.
It is a tough spot.
No, it's not.
Your dad's out there being
honored.
First of all,
his dad wouldn't have been out there.
If the thirsty-ass Reds didn't decide to do this. First off, what's his youth qualifications? What is his record?
Aren't thirsty, yes, but you could have shut that thirst down by saying, Pops, yeah, I get it, but this ain't the right time. This is not right. Yeah,
and you know what?
I can't do this right now.
There's no way his dad would have been offended. His dad would have laughed and said,
his dad would have went along with it.
I get it.
And then he would have said, but also they could say,
you know, his dad wants him to play for the Reds.
Listen, Mr. Schwarber, lock in. We got a World Series to win.
His dad's a Reds fan, right?
I would assume so. If he's growing up all the.
And he gets to see him, he's closer if he's playing for the Reds,
and
right?
He's got two kids now. But what's it like? Griffey goes back. It can't be that good of a city. Just kidding. But at the same time, they're probably saying it's just a first pitch for 3 seconds.
Who's saying that?
The Schwarbers.
I'll say this. If it was the first pitch standing on its own, I probably wouldn't have any type of reaction. I would have been like, oh, that's pretty cool they did that. It's the comments from the day before. Then the first pitch.
You go back and you listen to the comments?
the comments from the day before, then the first pitch.
They didn't even ask him, would you go back to Cincinnati?
He may as well be a Red right now.
They said, I bet all your friends want to go here. He's like, yeah, it's crazy. Also, I'd definitely come back here.
I know.
Yeah, if things don't work, he said, things don't work out. Yeah, this is definitely a place I can see myself playing.
And it's not like the Phillies are the White Sox this year. They're not in contention. Right. It's not like he's only been here for a year. He is considered, and we think of him, this is the other thing, compared to him and Soto, because you mentioned Juan Soto said this when I was on the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks of Juan Soto. I'm not saying he's a bad clubhouse guy, but he is not
a
leader guy. Nobody thinks of him like
that. Hell, we view Schwarber the leader on the team.
That's the other part of it. He's the guy. Would Brian Dawkins go accept a ceremonial star from the Cowboys before kickoff?
He didn't grow up a Cowboys fan. He's from Jacksonville. Maybe if the Jags did it.
But probably not. You know,
he definitely didn't grow up a Jags fan. They came in existence in 93 or 95.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying to figure out who on the Eagles. It's just like, I don't know.
Well, so real quick though.
Yeah.
So it's sort of related, but it's not related.
Okay.
Would we have viewed the Phillies as really disgustingly thirsty if in 2014 they had Trout throw out the Trout and catch the first pitch?
Well, I would have hated that.
And so would I.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I didn't even like
it was egregious.
I didn't even like the standing ovations that he got.
Especially with those three. They were still there.
Yeah, when you had the big three still here. Like, yes. Yeah, you're giving this guy a standing ovation.
What a fan base, right?
Yeah.
Addicted to the standing O's.
Well, I would have thought that the Phillies would have looked small doing it.
Yes.
But there's a difference between what the Phillies are and what they can play with in terms of finances and the Reds. Like, the Reds are trying to do everything they can because they know they probably can't compete financially.
Yeah.
The Phillies can compete financially. So I agree. I understand your perspective on the Reds, but it's still Schwarber who has to say no.
And I agree.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What up, A?
Yo. Hey, since I had the lead off, I could do my thing right quick.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jack. It was funny. A couple weeks ago, or last week, Spike's like, Schwarber can't be MVP because he played Phil. He's right in the top of the league lead in home runs and has the most RBI. Is he the leading candidate for MVP, Spike?
Is he the leading candidate for MVP? No.
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, I mean, Ohtani's the leading candidate for MVP, but he's in the top three. Like, he is. Well, I don't want to debate. Just look it up on your betting app. Ohtani is the leading candidate for MVP, but Schwarber is second.
Okay. But if he won MVP, would you be mad about it?
No.
Because he is a DH. Okay.
I wouldn't be mad about it. I don't think it's right, but I wouldn't be mad about it.
Okay. Next thing.
Yeah.
I did what my guy was saying from Payo. But listen, man, we don't want no song with soul in it for Jack to mess it up at 5:30. We don't. The delegation does not want that.
I got soul.
Derek wanted a Commodore song.
Buzz? Yeah, was it Buzz?
Yeah. No, I don't think it was Buzz. No. Boom.
Y'all would totally destroy that song. It's a slow tempo song. Y'all would totally butcher it. Especially, what's his name?
Buzz. Buzz. Yeah, for sure.
Just, like, I would have to go down to the studios and we would have to throw hands the way he would butcher that song. But. Like, go, like, you know, y'all could go with like a Weezer song. Everybody likes Weezer. I mean, not everyone does.
Yeah, but it's not fun. Weezer. It's not fun in like the kitschy way that Creed is.
Do you like to annoy people, Spike? No. You like to annoy people.
Dude, Aaron, you're saying Creed's annoying. Let me tell you what. No, we're at McGurk's one day.
I'm not saying it's annoying.
All right. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's annoying, but you know that it has gotten under people's skin. Because, like, right now, are you doing a hat bit? Because you wore a hat a couple weeks ago that was similar to a team, and then yesterday you wore a hat that was something for the
Reds. Yesterday was a River Sharks hat.
Or a Thrasher's hat.
I just go through I have like 300 hats. I just go in, I grab one that I feel like wearing that day. I actually don't even think about it. There's no trolling. I'm wearing a Phillies hat today.
I believe you.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't care what Kyle Schwarber's saying. You know why? Because people like to be appreciated. And the way you show appreciation is with the money. He's doing his job. Oh, we don't want him to bat leadoff. He batted second, and he batted third, he batted fourth. He's doing his job. He's hitting home runs, whoop you want, and he's driving the runs. And he's hitting for a higher average than he's ever hit. Like, he wants to get paid, and he's using the media to help drive up his price. I don't find an issue with it. Because if the Phillies want to keep him, they will keep him, and we will forget about all of this.
Well, that's true. Can I tell you though, Aaron? If they lose in the first round of the playoffs and Kyle Schwarber is one for the series like he was last year, I'm not forgetting this. You know what I mean?
He
had one hit.
Spike definitely won't forget this.
Well, he had one hit in the division series last year. He had one the first at bat the entire series, and he never got another hit.
But he's not a good performer in the early rounds, right?
Oh,
yeah, he's an NLCS all over.
Right. Okay, all right.
He is?
He's an NLCS guy.
All right.
The NLCS World Series guy.
All right. Thank you for the call. Man.
Well, we got to get there.
It's excuse central. Nobody on the Phillies can get yelled at except for Taiwan Walker. He's the only player.
And Castellanos and Bone.
And Castellanos and Bone.
Yes.
215-592-9494. We'll get to how the Eagles looked at their joint practice today after I tell you about how to make your life, your finances, your summers better. It is with, you've always thought about, wouldn't it be cool to have my own house down the shore? My own house instead of spending thousands of dollars to rent somebody else's house. Adam Kasabi, your realtor, Adam Kasabi out of Long & Foster, the official realtor of the Rights Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. His expertise is the Delaware beaches. Now, if you've been a Jersey guy your whole life, or Jersey woman your whole life, mm-hmm. Delaware beaches are awesome. They have really gotten better the last 10, 15 years, whatever. So you get everything that you would get in Jersey, except you get lower property taxes, you get better restaurants. You're like, well, how am I going to do that? I can't afford it. What you do? Just get with Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. He can show you how to get the house. He will help you maneuver to get the house. And then you end up renting it if you want for a lot of the summer. Those people pay your mortgage. You have a house to go down the shore to and investment opportunity. When it's time, you can't go to anybody else. Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him. His direct cell, 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643 or processrealtor.com. All right, Ike, 2 days of joint practices, Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. So today, one bummer is Shedeur Sanders was hurt because I was looking forward to Elliot tracking Shedeur Sanders' stats today. But we didn't
wonder when did he get hurt?
I don't know. It said an oblique. It was Adam Schefter said it was an oblique. Yeah, I think it's a fake injury.
Yeah, when did he get hurt?
Yeah, they have him.
Walk through Sunday.
The Browns are hiding Shedeur from Elliot and the Cranes.
I think it's a possibility.
Might be true. Yeah. They haven't forgotten the Deshaun Watson training camp stats.
Yeah, I'm sure they're hiding him from Elliott.
Because Watson didn't like it.
One guy who's not hiding from Elliott is Jalen Hurts. So Jalen today, and I want to like put aside the stats and the grade for a second just for context. Mm-hmm. So he's 16 of 24, threw an interception. There were some reports of a second interception. There's some debate about whether it would have been an interception. Some people think it would have been a sack.
And convenient that Elliott did not label it as an interception.
As an interception.
Okay, to have him throwing two.
But he gave him a C-. And, like, I read a lot of the other beat guys. I think pretty consistently, this has been, at very best, an uneven camp for Jalen. In a camp where I think we all sort of expected, after how last year ended, the fact that the offensive coordinator has been in the building and has been the pass game coordinator for years now, that it would be a smooth sort of like, man, this is the camp where he is just super sharp. Mm-hmm. He has not been super sharp. Like, I know it's just training camp, but it's also all we have to go on. And I guess I'm trying to find out from you, like, what is how seriously should I take it? How worried should you be? All those sorts of things.
Well, I'll look at it like this. I won't overreact to them, but I also won't ignore them, right? So, you know, Elliott's down there every day. He's charting numbers, this and that and the other. We put stock into that. I'll go with that. I don't have an overall great feeling about training camp. What I like to hear reports, man, Jalen looked like he's out there. You know, he's mastered the offense. He's in time with his receivers. He's hitting guys on
time. Ball's not touching the ground.
Yeah, I'd rather hear reports like that coming out of training camp. That would certainly make me feel better. Yeah, having the days where it's sort of – I don't even know if he's had a true exceptional day in practice. You know, Elliott's tried to give him some of these days. Yes. Like yesterday, 8 for 8 in a basically a walkthrough practice. Like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So he's had another one or two like that as well where Elliott sort of gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And was impressed with everything. But it's, to me, it's been far too many okay days. Like, right. Okay to below average type days. And I know Petullo may be trying to put his own little twist on the offense, but still, it's pretty much the same offense that you ran last year or what have you. And so I would have expected it to be a little smoother.
And the personnel is mostly the same, too.
The personnel is the same. Like you should be at a point now in training camp where things just, boom, they click for you. Like it should be, you're going through. I remember when the Patriots came here for training camp and Brady was the quarterback. Now, obviously, it's Tom Brady's in year 20 or whatever at that time. But still, you could see how efficient he was at running practice and ball never touched the ground, like that sort of thing. It would have been nice if we got that type of report out of training camp about Jalen's practices.
The other thing is, I know we want to – there have been some optimistic things about the defense, But it's very hard for me to, on one hand, everybody say, well, they have a problem at corner. Well, they have a problem at safety. Well, they have a problem at edge. And then be like, but the defense is so good, Jalen.
They're giving our offense problems.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. The two things don't really match up to me. And I would say as well, and you can confirm this, the offense has an advantage in camp over the defense.
Without question.
In that the defense can't hit them.
Yep.
So like, there's a...
Unless you're Jahad Campbell and he's right, out there just hitting everybody.
Hitting Dallas Goedert.
That's what we like, Juan.
That's
a football player right there.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. It's the practices are, for the most part, skewed for the offense.
Yeah.
They're in their favor. So, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not concerned, but my antennas are up.
Okay. That's fair. That's
my antennas are up.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
That's unexpected.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Sharon in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Sharon?
Hey there. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Typically, I just yell at you guys in the comfort of my car, and this time I couldn't.
Who do you yell the most at, would you say?
Come on.
On this show or throughout the day?
This show.
Spike.
Yeah.
So I'm very baseball minded.
Okay.
So I'm highly disappointed in Jack on this one because I feel like he should be the one defending Schwarber here the most. But
defending him a little bit.
He's nervous too.
Well, I need him back. Why. Yeah, it comes out of I need him back.
He's nervous also.
He's just blaming the Reds. Is what
it is Mickey Mouse in a minor league operation.
Okay, so. I think at this point we all know we don't like to be pandered to, right? Schwarber has
what? Sharon,
I think that was tongue in cheek.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Schwarber has proven time and time again. I mean, he is just authentically him. Like, he's humble. Every interview that you see him in, you can scroll through any social media platform and see him giving back to the community in countless ways. When cameras aren't like supposed to be there, when they are surprisingly there, he's that guy. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with him or free agency. It's picking his dad up and lifting his dad up. If anybody's ever been involved in volunteer sports, which Little League is volunteer sports, they're voluntold to do things. They go above and beyond. They put time, energy, money. They pour. They make sure that
Sharon.
The kid that doesn't have cleats has cleats.
Sharon.
Come on.
Sharon. Okay. The day before when he said he would sign with the Reds, was that for his dad? Can I ask you something? Couldn't they have celebrated his dad and given him a first pitch without Kyle Schwarber catching him? And they could have just said it's Kyle Schwarber's dad? Like, what prevents them from lifting him up without Kyle catching the first pitch?
Tyler Phillips, and when he was a Phillies fan as a kid, and you see people that are hired by the organization now, they're posting pictures of them as a kid in the stands. At least he's not lying. He would have been lying if he said anything else other than that. And then we would be mad because he's just lying to our face.
Bryce has been lying to us for 6 years, and we love.
There's no proof of that. Yeah. There's no proof of that.
I can't stand it.
I know.
Right. Okay.
Come on.
Imagine working with this guy, Sharon.
Yeah, it's a nightmare for everyone.
That's what I'm saying, Jack. I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you over there when I'm screaming in my car every day. But the thing is that, like, this was an opportunity for his dad to be lifted up, his youth coach to be lifted up. I'm sure that their family and friends, the entire organization. All the things when we're scrambling to our seats or not even paying attention, those things that take place before the first pitch, they might not mean a lot to, like, if you don't know the person, but if you know anybody that's been honored before the game for whatever reason they're being honored for.
Sharon, I'm not saying not to honor his dad. I'm not saying not to honor his dad.
Sounds like you want to go out there and fight his dad.
No.
Did the Phillies offer to honor his dad?
But
no,
he doesn't. He's not a youth coach in Philadelphia. He's a youth coach in Cincinnati. Let him throw out the first pitch.
Right.
And
Kyle happened to be in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, just a coincidence. Oh, okay. You know what, Sharon? Thank you for the call. Oh, Sharon doesn't even believe that. She sounds too smart to believe it. She just doesn't want to believe it. All right, 215-592-9494.
Cal just happened to be in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it just happened to be there.
No, then this is where it falls on the Reds. This is where the thirsty-ass Reds, they caused all this nonsense.
215-592-9494. Are you bothered by Kyle Schwarber's Cincinnati parade over the last 2 days?
Yeah, is he going to lead the opening day parade next year, too?
Might be.
Yeah,
you know,
might
as well.
Might, yeah.
Yep. Larry Anderson joins us next. Interested to talk to L.A. about what's going on with Ranger, what's going on with Wheeler, and this will be our first time talking to him about after we've seen Juan Duran and what he thinks of that excellence. So Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Wednesday at 3. We are joined by the great Larry Anderson. L.A., since the last time we talked to you, the Phillies obtained one of the best closures in baseball, and now they're in first place by 5 games since the last time we talked to you. I mean, I love having you on, but it's been a pretty good run in that time.
It's been a great run.
Yeah.
I think the level of confidence that what that did just for the whole team, I think that's a big factor. I really do. Somebody sent me a meme. It was like, I'm not afraid anymore of who's going to close the games out. And it's like a little kid, like looking up. It's like, and I think that's how people feel. And not that the bullpen, you know, they'd been okay. But it's like, I don't know. We've never had a closer in so long a time, which I don't think that's good. I think when you get somebody that you can just put in that slot and slide everybody back a spot, it's just, I think it takes so much pressure off everybody. You've heard my analogy of the tightrope walker. When you have a closer like that, that's your net. That makes it a lot easier to go across that tightrope. And that's what Juan has brought to this team. And I think it's shown that just sliding guys back, you know, in a more comfortable slot for them. And it's just, I think had a great impact on the whole ball club.
It's not always a thing where the fans feel one thing and the team also feels the same thing. But I have to say, watching it, knowing that he's there in the ninth, I don't think I've ever experienced, and he's only been here for 2 weeks,
right,
but I've never experienced like, oh, well, he's not going to blow the save. Like, I would be stunned if he blew the save. And I, you know, even as good as Lidge had a perfect year, I never felt with Lidge the way that I feel with, and that's no disrespect to Lidge.
No.
But like, this guy is just like, he is as good as him doing that is as good as I've seen anybody do anything with the Phillies over the last 20 years, to be honest with you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
When you just look at his stuff, look and you go, okay, there's 98. Oh, wait, that wasn't a fastball. That was a slinker or whatever they call it. It's like, what the hell's going on? Well, this is a bionic arm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a few pitches later, you see 103. It's like, this is unreal. But to have that, the mentality of everybody around, you know, everybody associated with that team, it just, it's like a big sigh of relief. It's like, oh, yes, you know, it relaxes everybody. And I think it's shown in the way we're playing.
Do you think that the other team, too, knowing that he's coming in the ninth, may even force them to press in a different way in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, knowing that, like, it's lights out after that inning's over anyway?
I don't think there's any question. And now, are other managers going to look at it like that? I got to believe they are. I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's like telling guys, go ahead and go up there and swing because the rain's coming and we're already ahead and it's the fifth inning, so just swing and make some quick outs. I mean, you're not going to that extreme or anything like that. But I think it's definitely in the back of their minds. Like, we have to do things. We might have to push some buttons a little earlier than normal to make sure that we're not going up against that guy in a one-run game in the ninth inning, because he's just that good. And I think it's a great point. I think it definitely could affect the way opposing managers work their games against us.
So let me ask you this. It's the, because this will happen, assuming, God willing, Phillies make the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. It's the eighth inning. You're up 3-2. The heart of the order is up in the eighth for the team that you're playing, 2-3-4. You have Kirkering left and you have Duran left. What do you do in the eighth inning? Do you put Duran in there because it's the heart of the order, or do you keep it the way that you've done it up until that point, let Duran handle the ninth and put Kirkering in the eighth?
for me, he's my closer. He's my ninth inning guy. That's the way I look at it. And I know, you know, Thompson, before, like, since he's been here, he's gone with, okay, we don't have a set closer, so I'm going to go with the matchups in those two innings. If there's more left-handers in the eighth inning, I use Alvarado. If there's more lefties in the ninth, I use Alvarado, and, you know, versus Kirk Ring or something like that. Now that we have Duran, I would rather see him just stay in the ninth spot, ninth inning, you know, or the last inning, put it that way. I would rather have him there for his own mentality, he doesn't have to think about, well, do I have to be ready for the eighth, or am I, you know, just going to pitch the ninth? I think that's part of the deal of having a set closer is he knows he's going to pitch the ninth inning. And would it be better if he pitched the eighth against 2, 3, and 4? Possibly. But could it change his mentality? And that's the thing. That's what worries me more than anything. And I know he'll say the right thing. Most every pitcher will say the right thing. They'll say, you know what, you pitch me where you want. I'll pitch wherever you want me, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But deep down, I mean, if you put a lie detector test on him and go, hey, does it really bother you if you're pitching the eighth instead of the ninth? He might not pass it if he says, no, it doesn't bother me. He might not pass that lie detector.
Yeah, when we were talking about the other day, to me it's sort of similar to the Bryce says he'll hit second and Bryce says he'll play the outfield. But if you put Bryce on a lie detector test, he doesn't want to play the outfield, doesn't want to hit second. And it's on Rob Thompson to know, I'm glad you offered that, but I know what my guy wants. And, you know. Did you ever push for an intro like Duran has when you were in the league? Did you have an idea?
Come on,
for
LA.
Yeah, come on, man.
No, but there were some times I wish I had it on the exit.
Yeah.
Turn the lights out. Yeah, let me get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, let me sneak on out of here after that performance. But no, that's tremendous. I mean, I had no idea. I honestly had never seen it before. I had never heard him talk about it. And maybe that's
what happens when you play in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's the other thing, you know. But I mean, the what they went through to get to that and to do it, and then the lights are out, and then the phones are up. I'm like, part of the problem for me is I don't have any social media, so I have no clue about a lot of things that are happening. That I
smart can't. Man.
Yeah,
you're a smart man.
You're better off.
Yes.
So I can't. There's no way I could do it. I don't trust myself enough to say I can just do this. Right? I'll just look at here. Like, no, yeah. I can't. But just stay away from it. So I have. So, but I do miss a lot of stuff. I all kinds of things. I don't get in trouble.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the best thing. So, I really hadn't heard anything about it, but to see the lights go out and all the phone lights, I thought I was at a concert and I was waiting for Jelly Roll or somebody to come rolling out.
Jelly Roll, how about that?
Yeah.
Really hold on, what do you know about Jelly Roll?
Oh, everything. it was like gave you chills. It was like, it was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, you know, was Hoffman coming in with San Diego to Hell's Bells and whatever it was, I think that's what it was. But I mean, I haven't seen anything like Duran's Tarantulon or whatever.
Durantula. Durantula. Yes.
Yeah. Durantula. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Durantula. Yeah. Yeah.
So
but it was really, really cool.
So that's the good news. The
bad news is it's going to keep all the fans in the seats till the very last.
Yes, yeah.
And so it's going to make traffic worse.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, and the players are going to start getting booed if they hit home runs and take them out of save situations.
Yeah. Well, Ike was saying that he was like, I want to go and watch the game, and I was like, yeah, but you have to stay till the end. And he said, wow.
Yeah, because I never stay to the end, LA. I'm out of there by the sixth inning, man. Fifth, sixth inning, I'm out of there.
So we got a couple of pitchers scuffling right now. We'll go with Ranger first because he was last night, and it's been, you know, it has been documented pretty clearly his lack of velocity, and it looks like he is physically struggling up there or frustrated. I guess my question to you is and you're not in his body. Is the best thing for Ranger to give him some time off? Is the best thing for Ranger to let him fight through it? Or is the best thing for Ranger to say, hey, with Nola back, that if he's going to be the guy that ends up in the bullpen anyway, if we have to save him, it, like what do they do with Ranger at this point?
Whew, that's a $64,000 question. Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, I think because I've seen him do it, I've seen him pitch. He's pitched good games without his velocity, you know, without 93. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I remember 93, 94 last year in the first part of the year. I mean, and it just, and he was that way for 15 starts, and all of a sudden he just started losing a little, not a ton, but a little bit. And then this year, just, I've never really seen him have his that kind of velocity, but he's pitched good games. So, like with his ability to control the strike zone, command the strike zone, he can still win. But I just, the thing that bothers me, and I've seen it a couple times now, is just some of his body language.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look good. And it's the frustration, don't get me wrong, I totally understand it. And you're missing pitches and crucial pitches and that. But the overall body language, when he I don't think he felt like he had great command last night. I don't think he did. But to see him when things are going right, he's just kind of going around, bouncing around here and there and head up. You know, there's been a couple games where, and last night was one where it's almost like he even said it in the clips today. He's like, I just stopped throwing it because I couldn't get it. And it was almost like saying, well, I quit on it. And it's, trust me, I'm not saying he quit on the team. I'm not saying that. But he quit on a part of his game.
Yeah.
Because he got frustrated. And you can't do that because he's got the good enough command. Now, there's going to be days where he doesn't have it. And last night was one of them. But I think the velocity being down to where it's at, 88, 89, is just, that's just so different from where it is. But I don't know, like Thompson said, maybe it's fatigue. But he hasn't complained about anything. He says he feels good. He's, you know, his back's not bothering him. So I don't know if after a slow start, you know, not pitching regularly at the start of the season, if maybe now he's in a dead arm period time, you know, course into the season, where he's just got to, you know, battle through it and you know, let his arm bounce back. Maybe a little extra time off would help.
You know, I'm not saying this is all of it. The free agency thing has to weigh on his mind, though. And I'm sure he's not between every pitch, but you think, like, at one point when he was cooking this year or cooking last year, you look at this free agency and, you know, it's all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at a deal that's maybe, you know, $80 million, $100 million. And then all of a sudden this happens again. And it has to go into his head at some point that his future is determined by how he pitches this year.
I mean, I think that's a part of it, but I don't, everybody's different. And with Ranger, I don't think, and I might be wrong, but I think he'd be happy with $40 million,
yeah,
which most people would be.
Yes. I would, you know, be, if anyone wants to sign.
$100 million, I'm only going to get $40 million.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah.
What are my great-great-great-great-grandkids going to do?
Right, right.
But I think that plays a part, but I don't know if maybe there's a – this might sound nuts, but – maybe there's a fear of success. Maybe he's so comfortable here, he doesn't want to go anywhere else. And I'm not saying that he's not pitching good or not throwing hard because of that. But I mean, things like that can get into guys' heads. So there's certain guys that have been afraid of success. And, you know, I don't think that's him. But when you look at what's going on, it just, you can't help but wonder a little bit.
So, L.A., one of the things I love about you is you're like me, you're an old school guy. You care, you know, you like tradition, all that sort of stuff. So, speaking of free agency, we've been talking about this today. Kyle Schwarber from Cincinnati, they asked him yesterday, you know, they asked him about do your friends want you to come back or whatever? And he basically says, yeah, if it doesn't work out in Philly, I would definitely think about coming back. And then last night, he's catching ceremonial first pitches before the game. Like, is there any part of you that looks at that and says, like, eh, you know, you're trying to win a World Series with the Phillies right now. Maybe ease off of the Cincinnati stuff.
I don't know. I think at the end of this season, I think teams are just going to line up and just throw in a bunch of numbers. And there's going to be a lot of high numbers.
Yeah.
That's just the way I look at it. Like, it's no matter what, he's going to go out and play his game. he's not going to play for anybody else except for the Phillies this year. And he'll play that way. He'll give everything he has for the Phillies and let the chips fall where they may. I don't think he's locked into coming back here. From his own standpoint, I think he loves it here. I don't think there's any question. I think the fans love him here. He knows that. But the fans love him everywhere he's gone, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think any fans that get him will love him. So, I mean, he's basically just throwing out a blank check to all the organizations and going, you guys go ahead and fill it out however you want, and I'll make my decision. Because a guy like that, having that bad in the lineup, who's not going to want that? I mean, and just the fact that the character that he has, the integrity and all of that that comes with it, the things he does off the field in the community, with the kids, with law enforcement, everything. It just, you can't hope for anything better. And then you throw that, you know, throwing the numbers in that he's put up. I don't think it matters what he does. I don't think he can talk about Cincinnati, talking about being at home and all he wants. But it's going to come to the end of the season, and I think partly it's going to be who wants to give him the most years and the most money. And I would hope that he would, you know, give the Phillies the benefit of the doubt because of what he's done here and how great that they've treated him here. So, I mean, it's almost a scary scenario of thinking that you could be without him. I don't know what this team would be without him right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's the only guaranteed power on the lineup right now. You know, yeah. you get a bunch of other 20 home run guys, that sort of stuff, but he's the slugger. Well, L.A., let's get a win in Cincinnati, win another series, move on, and bury the Mets. That's what I'm hoping for.
Counting on you.
All right.
All right, brother.
All right, L.A.
Have a good one. Good talking to you.
See you, man. Hearing L.A. talk about Duran was great. You know, and Jack, he wants him to stay in the closer role.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He's a real baseball guy.
Yeah, well, Coach Shaw's on my side.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, from the Glenmore Eagle Little League team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? He's still talking to us? Is he only listening because Ike's here?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I would say it would be hard to do the whole Durantula thing
in the eighth inning. You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. Can you imagine?
Well, how disappointed would everybody be?
They would be so upset. You know that's got to be a debate. And you ask him, I wonder what he would say.
He wants it every
you
time
think he
steps
wants it every
out
time.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's his cape.
His pump
He's
up.
Putting on his cape. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's intimidating to the other team. Yeah. But then in the eighth inning, you bring him out to that. He shuts him down. And then Kirkering just walks to the mound in the ninth.
Yeah. Gives the game away tonight.
Yeah.
Not this year's Kirkering.
What does Kirkering has a song? He must have a song, right?
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
No, he can't have a song.
Well, he doesn't have like a whole thing, but he must have a song he likes or something. Maybe they should just do it for him too.
just play Durantula's music when Kirkering comes
out. Yeah, whoever's pitching the ninth. Give it Strom, not Romano. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Frick, what's up?
What's up? Is that
what's up, Terry?
That Springfield Delco or Springfield Monco?
Or Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, which one?
Springfield Delco, Baltimore Pike, you know what I'm talking about?
There you go. There you go.
Right near Media? You know
there
you go.
Yeah, I lived right there. Yeah. I lived right there. Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm with Fritchie on this, man. It's the thirsty ass Reds' fault.
Totally agree.
You could have picked any game. To have his pitch with his dad, you pick the game where they play the Phillies play Cincinnati. Like to me, I feel like in a way this is a way Schwarber is kind of negotiating. But like you said, Spike, we're on a World Series run right now. I feel like this ain't the time for this. This is like the tear of the team. Say it's gonna always be in the back of Schwarber's mind if they do collapse. Because you know when you come home somewhere, you always get that warm feeling in your stomach. Because there's a chance that if the Phillies do collapse. He might go to Cincinnati. He might feel like this is the last straw with the Phillies. You don't know how it's going to feel if the Phillies don't finish the job. You know what I'm saying? So by him saying that's bulletin board material. We have to think about that at the end of the season if the Phillies don't finish the job. But by Schwarber taking that interview and saying, yeah, I will go back. I will go play for Cincinnati in my hometown. Who wouldn't do
well,
it?
Wait a minute. To me, hold on. He's as responsible as anybody else for their failure last year. I like you know, I mean, I can't blame Cincinnati on this. This is like, you ever watch that show Cheaters? You've watched that show, right? Cheaters.
Yeah.
On like when they catch their spouse cheating and they're mad at the person they're cheating with.
Jerry Greco got stabbed.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm always like, you should be mad at your wife cheating it with you, yeah. Not the other guy. I mean, you could be mad at the other guy.
Well, unless I know him.
Yes, if you know him. But yes,
boots to asses then.
But then I'm like. It's your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife cheating.
Yeah.
To me, it's like the Reds can try all they want. It, you know, they can ask them all they want. To me, I'm putting on Schwarber. Just say no.
They're entertaining it.
Yeah.
It's like that's what I'm saying right now. Like the players might look at. We don't know how the players are taking this. Nobody has spoken out about this yet. We don't know how it's going to go in the locker room right now. They're on a heater right now. The last couple weeks, they're on a heater.
Players aren't bothered about this.
You don't think so?
They noticed it though.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They saw it. They're like, "Hold on.
Yeah.
Where's Schwarbs going?
Wait a minute. Are we in?
Yeah. Are we at home?
Are we in Philly? Thank you for the call, Terrence.
Yeah. No
Terrence
doubt
is just
they
mad
noticed
at
every, it.
Yeah. Of
they
course.
They noticed it.
Hey, where's Kyle? Where's Kyle? Where's he? He's out.
He's not catching the first pitch.
The first pitch. But we're on the road.
Again, I don't think I've seen this before.
I don't think I've seen it before either.
I would love to know what Middleton's reaction was.
Oh, yeah. Well, he couldn't have been happy.
Like, seriously, has an opposing team player caught a first pitch?
I don't think so.
Like, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like it.
They didn't even have Trout do it.
No.
And that would have been the one to do it with.
Yeah.
That would have been the one to do it with.
The thirstiest moment. You know, they probably needed it at the time.
Yeah, oh, definitely we did.
Yeah.
What was that, 14?
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, 14 or 15.
Giving him standing ovations. Not even from here. It's from Vineland.
You can't even get WIP in Vineland.
Yes, you can.
Millville, sorry.
Yeah. Dave, Millville people hate when you call it Vineland. That's what I've realized. 2 miles away. It's Vineland. All right. 215-592-9494.
Oh, by the way, Alec Bowman, a home run in Lehigh Valley today.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Bomer.
Oh, man.
Well, he's used to hitting them in minor league parks.
Yeah, all of his home runs this year have come in. They've all been fraud home runs.
It was 404 feet pulled.
Yeah, he blew one of them.
Sacramento, right? Colorado. That's where they've all
come. He crushed one at home, didn't he?
Yeah. He mixes in one a month.
Yeah. All right, 215.
Remember the Alec Bohm home run tracker?
Oh, yes.
What a bit.
Yeah, we had one day of it.
One day.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we haven't talked to our guy Broads in weeks, it seems like. So Flyers of 50 with Broads is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right. So this is a great tune, obviously.
Yeah, there's no way we could sing this.
No.
Marvin Gaye sounds great.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye. It's breaking news that Marvin Gaye is in the Commodores. Great one, Jack.
That's Lionel.
Yeah.
You may know his daughter, Nicole Richie.
Oh, who could forget? Paris and Nicole.
Exactly, yes. I knew that's something you could relate to.
Jack thought Marvin
Gaye. I'm a Lionel Richie's man. All right.
But you're a solo Lionel Richie.
Yeah,
man, right?
I know he's in the Commodores. Yes.
You're dancing on the ceiling.
What's
the one where he's like, hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
That, what a video that was with the
blind
student. Yeah.
It's a sculpture. Yes.
Was it Bam?
Yeah, you remember
it was
that
not
video.
Bam.
That's
I nice. Do.
Yes. Good. Yes.
Well, Lionel Richie had a run.
He did have a run.
Yeah, but Marvin Gaye's better.
Yes.
Yes, but they're different.
I didn't know if that was a take. I didn't know if it was a take. I just wanted to get in the mix. Yeah. I wanted to get in the mix in your 80s nonsense. Or is that 70s?
Marvin Gaye.
Both. 70s and 80s.
So hold on. Marvin Gaye's the Ain't No Mountain High Enough, though, right?
Yes.
Never a doubt. There you go. Yeah, we comes right back around.
And we also, you played a tune yesterday with Marvin Gaye.
I played Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
No.
What was the other one?
What did you play yesterday?
I don't remember. What did you play yesterday?
I played Ain't No Mountain High Enough yesterday.
That's with Marvin and Tammy Terrell.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you did play that yesterday. That's
and then who sings Easy Like Sunday Morning?
That's the Commodores.
Lionel Richie. That's the Commodores.
That's the Commodores.
I'm in on the Commodores.
There you go. There you go. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There you go. By the way, we can't sing that song at 5:30.
No, there's no way. Yes.
Massacre. What a.
That would be a disaster. Yes.
Yeah, like there's no offense to. There's no one taking offense to the way we sing Creed.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of people
taking. Yes.
They think we're making fun of it.
Yes.
With Creed, we're making fun of ourselves. You know. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one of a kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is: Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking? Sticks at 60% yes.
Spit it out, kid.
60% yes. Joining us now, it is Wednesday at 3:30. It's been a while since we've been able to do this. I believe we had the trade deadline, then we had a Phillies game, but Flyers and 50 with our guy, Broads. What's up, Broads?
What are you complaining about today? This nonsense with you three is a disgrace. Do you like my new Jalen Hurts shrine behind me, by the way?
Yeah, I see. It's unbelievable.
I hadn't seen
There's
that.
More to come.
I'll see it now.
Tough couple of practices, boys. Tough couple of practices.
Yeah, how do you think? What are you thinking about that? I know you're a big Jalen guy. Have you been watching his interceptions when you're working out today?
Yep. And it's fueling me. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, listen, you got to get the uncomfortable feeling out of the way early. Instead of September and a 2-2 start, we'll do it in the joint practices. So then when September rolls around, we're 3-1 and you're out there crying that they got to bench him for Tanner McKee, making up nonsense and then got to fight you for it. It's going to be a whole thing.
First of all, I don't make up anything.
Wow. No nonsense.
Yeah, there's no nonsense.
All we do is tell the truth, and you all get offended by it.
Yeah, I know you're in the stage of your career where you want everybody to like you and whatever, so you make up this ridiculous stuff about Jalen, but at least I have the confidence to be honest about it.
No, come on. This guy just wins. You know, it's my favorite thing in the world when you get aggravated, when you get the reality and the truth that what makes this guy so special, Broads? What makes him so fantastic? What makes him elite? He wins! He wins! He wins football games every day! I don't understand how you guys don't see it.
What are you, a caller?
No, Broads from South Jersey. I can easily be a caller if you want me to be.
Well, is Matvei Michkov a good player?
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. I got no Flyers in me today.
Well, no, but here's my question. He's a good player, right? They win a lot of games last year?
Yeah. No, they didn't.
But he's a good player, though, right?
Yeah, but he's not the quarterback of a football team.
Oh, okay. So sometimes there's good players on teams that lose, and sometimes there's players that maybe aren't as good on teams that win. Like, right?
There's a great quarterback that is phenomenal and wins Super Bowls and 10-game winning streaks and then just goes on runs and then continues to have the most dominant play in football to the point where people are trying to take it out of the game and then elevating everybody else by the way that he attacks his craft nonstop and the way that he carries himself and his work ethic and determination and just the way that he's phenomenal as a human being and never loses ever because he's the greatest quarterback to ever exist and he's phenomenal and he's elite and I don't understand how you don't realize that. But anyway, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't have any other questions.
He's
this is supposed to be
not cooking at all.
Yeah, you don't even have any Flyers.
He's cooking.
It's Flyers and 50.
No, this is strictly so you can put out an 8-minute video of you just saying Jalen's the best.
Yeah.
And then people comment, see, this is why you're here, Broads.
Yeah.
To keep Jalen, to keep Spike and Jack in line.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I can't believe my youth catcher is the face of Philadelphia sports radio. Is that the one comment I saw?
My youth catcher.
Well, listen, I can't say what other people tweet out there. If somebody feels that way, then so be it. Yeah, you know what I mean? But listen, someone's got to bring the dose of reality to these airwaves. And Ike does, and then there's a lot of crap flowing at the wall, and I got to be the one to clean it up. So don't get mad at me. You should be mad at all the other nonsense and all the garbage that is just vomited in that studio nonstop. And I got to come in late at night at 1 a.m. with all my cleaning supplies, okay, until 4 a.m. to get it off the stinking walls.
Let me ask you this. This is the last time I'm talking about Liss. Where would you rank him in quarterbacks in the NFL?
What?
Who would you?
One and maybe two. Two if you want to be objective. One if you want to be real.
Okay. So you're saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Well, yeah. I mean, how can I argue against it after winning the Super Bowl?
All right. You have fun doing those shows. You have fun doing those shows. I hope you get a lot of likes on Twitter, buddy.
I get a lot of likes. I get a lot of people tuning in, you know, a lot of phone calls.
So are you...
What else you got for me?
That's not the way this segment's supposed to
give it to us.
What do I have for you? Play his thing. Here, there, that's what I got for you. Flyers. Talk about Flyers. It's unbelievable.
I don't have one thing. I'll tell you what, I'm a little nervous about Ranger Suarez. All right, I saw him for the first time crack. He was cracking yesterday on the bump. He started freaking out at the ump. He's having hot garbage body language. And I'm going, oh, geez, what the hell was going on? Now, I'm actually feeling good about this squad. I started to buy in, open up my heart, get ready for a playoff push. So I'm feeling good. But then I see Zach Wheeler and I see Ranger Suarez. And it's such an unknown. And that was the strength of this squad. That's what was going to help us bring us to the promised land. So the second that I'm willing to say, hey, fellas, let's go, baby. We're getting hot. We're winning games. We're doing our thing. Bottom of the lineup, consistently going. And then now it's like, well, what the hell? But you got an awesome closer and you got a ridiculous center fielder who can rob homers nonstop. When he's in the lineup.
All right. So here's my complaint. We always get these complaints. Oh, I can't believe you only do 50 seconds with Broads. Now, the first thing, he's on for like 9 minutes. That is the first. So people are mad that we're only doing 50 seconds of Flyers. We usually do a lot. We bring you on. You don't have any Flyers.
Nope.
Well, and you're on for 7 minutes anyway.
What do you want me to talk about
today? I don't know.
Be honest. The last Flyers news was like 6 months ago. I mean, listen, I love the orange and black, but it's not the only thing I got. I got it all.
Do you have any problem with Schwarber catching a first pitch before the Reds game and the day before saying that he'd go play for the Reds in free agency?
I got to be honest with you. When you opened up the show, I thought, what the hell are you guys talking about today? But you kind of have a point.
All right, there it is.
It's actually ridiculous to think.
Thank you.
Before a major league game, this dude's just getting behind the dish like for a warm up. What are you doing? Now, am I going to lose sleep over it? No. If anything, maybe no. It adds pressure to Dave Dombrowski and Middleton to get, because like this is the strings now, or these are the strings that he's pulling to try and get his money. So if anything, it should be very disrespectful to the Phils that he has to take this route. But it's nuts. Like, when was the last time you seen something like this?
So someone did.
We were saying it. I've never seen it before.
So someone did send one in, and I do remember it. So when Mike Yastrzemski was on the Giants, and his granddad is Carl Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, Carl throw to Mike when the Giants went to Boston.
Okay.
But he's also not a free agent.
Yeah. And he didn't yesterday. They go, boy, I'd love to play for the Red Sox.
And that wasn't even the first time, by the way. I mean, this stuff has been planted for months. The what? Schwarber, the Reds thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like this came out like All-Star break.
Okay, I haven't even really... Oh, yeah. No, I do remember it when you say that.
Fritz has been worried for a while.
Yeah, don't you worry about me.
Well, Broads, you come in calling us hot take artists and bringing up Jalen Hurts.
Very jolly of you.
Yeah.
Being jolly. You know, we keep it very straightforward and logical and objective.
Yeah, Screamy McScreamerson over here is telling me that I'm a hot take artist. When are you on again, Broads?
Tonight, after the Phillies game, I will react very accordingly.
Oh, we have that's a good little show for you then. Are you only on till 10, or is it, what's the, it's after Phillies?
Until 11.
All right,
until
okay.
11.
Yeah. All right.
And that's over with. Phillies will be done by what, 8?
Yeah.
7:30,
8? Yeah, it's a nice little Broad show tonight.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Most say a lot of Broad shows are great.
Oh, okay, okay.
I agree, they are.
Cut them off.
Thanks, especially Mike. When you filled in for us. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be the one to say it.
Okay, all right. Enough of you. All right, there he is, Hunter Broder.
Broads. He doesn't have an outro?
No. We should get him
an outro. He doesn't even have an intro.
Yeah.
Who should get an outro first, him or Tornado?
Ooh.
Tornado. Well, Tornado's been begging for one for a year.
The entire time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Broads doesn't have an intro?
He has an intro. Well,
he does have an Flyers and 50s.
The Flyers and 50s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it says Hunter Brody. We got to change it. The Hunter Brody thing's over.
I guess he does have an intro. Yeah. Like,
he's Broads.
Yeah, he's not a Hunter Brody either. Yeah.
No one knows who Hunter Brody is.
Yeah, he's Broads. Sorry,
it's like Buzz.
By the way, here's another day that we are not at Eagles training camp. And I've
Tom
said,
Kelly was there.
Tom Kelly was there today?
Oh, yeah.
And Hugh Douglas, obviously.
Oh, because TK was in for Giglio.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, if you would like to support the WIP Afternoon Show, the ultimatum is this. If Rod Lakin does not have us at training camp doing interviews with Star Eagles players by the time camp breaks on Wednesday, I give out his cell phone number, but I am perfectly willing to give out his email address, even though he's on vacation.
Yeah.
So don't worry, he'll get back to you whenever he gets back, rod.lakin@odyssey.com. In case you don't know how to spell Odyssey, it's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah, not Audacity.
No. Yeah, not Audacity. I got an Odyssey with an O.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, the word Odyssey.
And again, you don't have to flood poor Ava's emails either.
Yeah, when you get the bounce back, you don't have to email Ava. But you could just email Rod again and let him know the big dogs haven't been to training camp yet.
And he won't respond.
No, he won't respond. Well, he should. Keep emailing him until he responds. Rod.Lakin@odyssey.com. You know, he doesn't respond. But you know what you will respond to?
And what she'll respond to?
She will definitely respond if you go to BlueChew.com. You get a month's supply of those chewables for free.
Awesome.
On us. And inside of those chewables are the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Come on, man. You're going to be... She's going to tell all her friends. She's going to be like, you don't... He is. It hasn't been like this since... For 20 years.
It really pops out and it grows.
That is what happens. Nothing that you don't need. You don't need any of those doctor visits that come with other products. You don't need to do that. They do it all at BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm. You don't need to wait in line at a pharmacy. No, no, no. It is made and shipped here in the USA directly from Blue Chew. So it comes into your mailbox in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
There it is. And they, as I said, they make and ship it here in the USA, so it is less expensive. No
tariffs.
There it is. But for the first month, Jack is paying for it. So your first month will be free to try. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. That is code 94 at BlueChew.com at checkout, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Man, listen. Let me address something real quick.
Yes,
Kyle Schwarber. Listen, I'm at the game. You know, I'm at the game. You know, last night, two nights ago, you hit the home run. You know what I'm saying? They celebrating you. I come. Y'all show this. This the third time I done showed up to a Phillies game. Zero, no hit. You know I'm saying? I'm gonna stop going and supporting these dudes. Kyle Schwarber. Listen, I'm an Ohio guy. I call you the Ohio legend. But you up here, you throwing out first pitches. Like, bro, what are you doing, dog? Like, you want to go play for Cincinnati? Like, come on. Like,
it's a great city.
Ask Nick Castellanos. Ask him about Cincinnati.
Great city.
You said what?
It's a great city.
Yeah. No, it's a great city. I'm not disrespecting the city. I'm talking about the organization. You know,
I'm
not going to disrespect the city.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the organization. Ask Nick Castellanos. He hit 40 home runs. They ain't want to pay him, right?
Well, they were right.
You keep going from 35 yesterday to 40. He hit like 32.
Look,
they didn't hit 40.
Joey Votto, Great Red, right?
Yeah.
They let him walk out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like Dela Cruz coming up. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. We'll see because we they don't take care of their players. Like,
are we going to pay Dela Cruz?
You know, we?
I noticed that too.
Yeah, wow.
Did you mean the Phillies are going to pay Dela Cruz or the Reds are going to trade?
Yeah. I'm just like,
no, you guys have backed me into a corner.
Yep.
You know, Jack's been kicking the city for 2 days straight now.
Yeah, he has.
Just daring me to defend my hometown. That's what you guys have been doing.
I'm a hot guy. But look. Cincinnati is like when you talk about the three C's, they number three. You know, when you talk about the three C's,
Cincinnati,
Ohio,
Cleveland, and Columbus. They are you kidding me?
So, I'm just saying. Everybody know what the greatest sports team is in Ohio. We know where they reside at.
That's true.
So it's like I'm looking at Kyle Schwarber, and it's like,
don't you dare give me Cleveland. I'm not taking a backseat to Cleveland.
I get that, but we trying to win a World Series. Yeah. You out here, you throwing out first pitches, you having a home family reunion. I'm looking and seeing they're going to bring the hot dogs down the rib. Everybody kumbaya kissing on the field. Like, we try to win. And then you go out there and you don't even show up. Like, you could at least give me a home run. Give them something that they let you throw out the first pitch. Give them something. You don't do nothing, right? Let tonight, you don't do nothing. and you having a family reunion, hot dogs and all that.
You're in the building tonight? You going tonight?
I'm not going to them no more. Oh. No,
that's a good thing. We need to win.
Yeah. I need to win games. So I'm back at home tonight.
Yeah, you went to open practice and Dickerson got hurt. You might be bad luck.
Seriously, bro.
man, look, I'm back home. I'm home. So I ain't traveling with these dudes no more.
All right.
So I need you to show up also real quick. We buried the lead. Because I know when Chris Sims and Jay Daniels and Dan Orlovsky, all these dudes got something to say.
Oh, yeah. Talk about it. Talk to the sheriff. The sheriff had something to say. Talk to him.
Start the show off with that. I know a guy that spoke. I'm still waiting to hear about it.
What are we talking
about? Peyton Manning.
About Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Talking about Jalen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting to hear about it. Because Chase Daniels and them, when they talk, we leave the floor.
You know why? You know what, Corey? God bless Peyton Manning. But all Peyton Manning does is say nice things about everyone. I mean, we're being honest. He's not an analyst. He just wants everyone to like him.
Also, real quick, y'all heard what Tom Brady said too.
And
he said a guy can throw 40 touchdowns and he give praise, but his defense getting their teeth kicked in. I don't want to be that guy. I wonder who he's talking about. I know a guy that played for a city that give hot dogs out. I don't know, but
no, I think he was talking about Baker, to be honest with you, because he played for the Bucks. I don't think he's talking about Burrow.
He could be, but I know somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just close out. You know, Elliott's training camp stats. I love it. You know, we support it, but it's like last year, y'all. He said it was a great training camp. Y'all said the season wasn't great. 2022. He said it was a bad training camp. We saw what happened. So I don't know.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't matter. I hope it doesn't matter.
AJ Brown, you out there on the field in the open camp. Be ready for battle. You in paint tops and Capri. Where you, Saquon? We throwing touchdowns to AJ Dillon. Where you at? Smitty out with a bat. I only see one guy. Like where y'all at? Come on, we got the Cleveland Browns in town. Smitty getting locked up by Q on Sunday. Like, what do these dudes think? Because they won a Super Bowl, we ain't trying to show up.
Oh, it's everybody else's fault. There it is. Setting up the season. All right. He's setting up the season right there. Yeah, I just hope. We were saying earlier, remember the debate we had with Elliot? When we were saying, he was saying he would rather he does all the safe passes and have good stats in training camp as opposed to try the other things and blah, blah, blah. I hope that's what's happened.
I do too.
Like, I hope he's like, you know what? I have to open it up
that's
a little
why I gotta
bit this
get
year.
Down there, man.
Yeah.
I can't trust Elliott's eyes in how he's analyzing this because he tried to give out an A for a bunch of dinks and dunks.
Yeah.
Well,
he almost gave out an A the other day when he was 12 of 20 because he had two good plays.
Right, yes. See, yeah. I can't trust Elliott, man.
No. We need your eyes there. We need your eyes. Well, if Lakin would just send us there.
Yeah, if Lakin would send us there, what is Hugh doing?
Yeah, what's Hugh watching over there?
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We have you all. I've never seen a series like this with three weird start times. So it went 6:10, 6:40, and today is 5:10, a 5:10 start.
Yeah, I think Fransky had the stat last night that they're playing 10 straight games with different start times.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Every game used to be 7:05 except for in Atlanta when it was 08 or whatever it was.
Yeah. The 4:10 on Saturday and the 1:05 on Sunday.
Wow.
Back when this country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At principle.
Not a proper, you know, let's get things in line.
Yeah, we have a proper country.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.